Quest presents an unabridged recording of Dear Sister by Ruth Harrow, narrated by Deirdre Whelan. Prologue. My breath comes in ragged, painful bursts. My pursuer can't be far behind me. Somewhere in the darkness, they are drawing closer. My legs are weak from the lack of oxygen, and I collapse against the base of a tree and struggle for air. I know I can't stumble much further. No one will come back here for me now. It's too late. The ground is hard and frozen. Snow penetrates the thin fabric of my trousers as I crouch near the trunk of the tree. Cold reaches through the open zip of my coat, and I shiver uncontrollably. I try to control my breathing, but my throat burns as I dissolve into a fit of coughing I cannot stifle. I have been heard. I sense a presence and turn around to look. Even in the darkness, those familiar features are instantly etched onto my consciousness like a bad dream. These past few months have been a total nightmare. I made a mistake. I've made many. That's how I've come to be here on my own in the darkness, surely moments away from death. But not quite alone. I've made too much noise. My position has been given away from where I am concealed, here in the trees. I can just about make out the figure silhouetted against the snow, eyes strained, searching for me. I could turn, try to force my way through the thicket of trees. Black branches would claw at me as I emerge into the unknown on the other side, but I know I would never make it. A hand snatches for my collar and a scream escapes me as I am dragged from my hiding place. In an instant, I know it is all over. I know that I am unlikely to be allowed to live now that I have uncovered the truth. This is it. Chapter 1. Rachel. My sister's phone buzzes on the table. I see a Facebook notification on her screen before she snatches it up and away from my prying gaze. A small smile tugs at the corners of her mouth as her eyes move from one side of the screen to the other. Laura has always been one for secrets, but lately I feel like she is keeping more than she should. There was a time when we were much closer. Despite the fact we were put into separate foster homes, I always made sure we kept the bond alive, no matter what. If it's that private, I say, now smiling myself, maybe I should leave you to get on with it. Don't be silly, she snaps back, finishing her message and sliding her phone out of sight on her kitchen worktop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?